prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 8th day of April, 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up one of my favorite people in the world to listen to, actually. Not just for knowledge, but for the enthusiasm and just plain exuberance this lady exhibits. We're going to let Summer Dre take over a minute and talk about the specials she has available for you with Superior Mountain Herbs in a little bit, so don't y'all go away. Before we go there, again, I'll make a couple announcements if you don't mind. First off, I was wrong. I will be in the office next Thursday. Lord willing, I'll be here. So I thought we were going to have to close the office down because Crystal will not be here, but I'll be in the office next Thursday as planned, as scheduled. Now, next week, I won't be here for the radio broadcast. Monday and Tuesday, Deborah Tavares will be sitting in for me. Wednesday night will be Coach Dave Dubemar sitting in for us. Both those people, Deborah is not going to bore you at all with information she's going to share. And Coach is a man that you may not agree with everything he thinks and says, but he's a man of integrity. He'll do his best to do what's right for the glory of God, and I promise you that. So as I go see your grandson next week, you'll be in good hands, okay? But I'll be in the office the next Thursday, Lord willing. I'll be there to take phone calls, as always. Of course, I'll be in this week also. This coming Thursday, I'll be there also, Lord willing. And don't forget, I mentioned last night, we had the three-book special. Now, folks, these three books are so vitally important on how to witness to your friends who are Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, or Catholics. And it tells you how and the difference between a truly born-again believer and what those faiths are. Very simple, very little. The books are not huge, but they're wonderful books to have. And the best way I would see you do it, if you get them to take one of them and read it, it'd be worth it. All three books, we have them available for $34.95, but I couldn't help it. The prices went up, and guess what? Postage went up, so they're now $44.95 for all three books, which is still a steal, but it's something I want to make sure you know for sure. And book crawl from this month until they're all gone. I don't think any more or not, but we have a few of them left. Setting Captives Free, Spiritual Principles for Effective Warfare Counseling. Now, folks, this has to do with work with people that maybe are in a demonic oppression or even possession. And the chapters in the book are so interesting. I mean, it even tells you how to discern if someone's in bondage. How can you know they're actually under bondage to something, a devil of some kind? And it tells you the truth about demons and spiritual manifestations and how they work. It talks about generational curses, the damaging power of false religion, the dangers of unconfessed sin. All these are in this book. And while they last, they're $12.95. Believe me, folks, shipping, we sent one to Missouri, cost us over $7. I'm not making this up. This is ridiculous. I know it is. But these are the prices for postage today. And they're not going to go down. So anyway, $12.95 while they last. If I can get some more, I'm sure the price will be going up because it always does. That's just the way it is. So $12.95, just tell Faith when you call, you want the book on setting captives free. You want the three book set, she knows what she's talking about. You can call at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you'll save us some money if you'll call our toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I want to thank you for your prayers. Continue prayers for my brother. Dick is still, Richard, I call him Dick all his life, is still in some pain, but not like he was. He still can't do much. He's still weak and hurts when he tries. He can't drive because it hurts his shoulders so bad. He's going tomorrow to try to get that taken care of a little more, get some shots in his back and shoulders, try to ease that pain a little bit. And my grandson that we're going to go see next week in Colorado, well, you can only try to imagine being burnt on over 50% of your body, third-degree burns, and having a stretch to keep your new graft, your new skin workable and pliable. You can imagine how that must hurt to do that. But thank you for your prayers for all of it, and his little brother who healed very well from the burns he had. They're both still having, of course, flashbacks. That's PTSD, I guess you could say. But thank you for your prayers. And Dylan really loved the cards, and so did Ryan. But thank you for caring for my family like you do. People think, well, you're a preacher and you're this, you're that, you're a talk show host. Folks, our lives are just as real as yours. We don't get to escape anything of this world as far as what normal people have to experience every day. My life's just like yours. I go through ups and downs, health issues. With Marsha and I both, we're not getting any younger. Things happen. So I want to thank y'all for your prayers. I went to see the wound doctor from a foot for the last time today. Just have to keep an eye on it. Everything looking very well. It's just something that took a long time to heal, but thank you for your prayers for that and for just all you've done for this ministry and for all those involved. I sure do appreciate that. Now, without any further ado, we're going to bring up our guest tonight. And she's great, I guess. She's definitely a part of the family. She's been a sponsor of the broadcast ever since Dr. Ron Green, that she worked for, retired and left what he was doing he started, Summer took over and added to it. Put it that way. Dr. Ron was a man of high integrity, modest, had a heart the size of Texas, and he actually cared enough people that I knew for times he would send stuff to them for nothing. I know that to be true. Summer took over the business and expanded it. And her knowledge of herbs and natural healings is phenomenal. And I mean that seriously. And her enthusiasm with what she does. Yeah, folks, she has a real life too. She has youngins. She has a husband to care for. And all these things. She has a situation just like you and I do. Bills to pay. Things to fix. Doctor bills. We're all real people here, so don't think that we're untouchable because we're not. But she loves what she does, and she does it because she loves it, and she loves helping people, and she loves God, and she wants to do that. So let's bring up our guest tonight, Summer Dre, who I call my little sis, and I give her a hard time every time I get a chance. I think it's only natural for big brothers to do that. But anyway, Summer, you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me so much. I appreciate it. How are you doing tonight?
Well, doing pretty well, I think. I'm still walking and talking, and, you know, I am 76 years old. I mean, nothing's going to work like it used to 40 years ago, but I'm still moving, and I think that's pretty good.
Ain't that the truth? You know, after the age of 35 for women and 40 for men, it's all downhill from there.
But, you know, on a roller coaster, that's the most fun part, but in life, it ain't so.
Isn't that true? Sometimes you just got to throw your hands up and say, Lord, just take it. I'm going on this ride. Let's go.
Oh, that's exactly right. But you go right ahead, sweetheart. Show your specials what you want to talk about, okay?
You got it. Well, I really appreciate being able to come on tonight. I always take great pleasure in being on this show. I always get super excited and a little anxious to be able to kind of speak to people who I hope have a like mind, people who are are willing and wanting to trust in what God's put here on this planet for us to kind of reap and utilize and benefit from as far as herbs and other natural kind of goodies that there are out there for us. And unfortunately, you know, harvesting herbs and preparing things, salves, tinctures, and things like that don't come real natural to a lot of people. There's a lot of education, a lot of research and science that you've got to learn. But my job is to create that stuff for you guys. Things can help lower high blood pressure, can get rid of infection, things of that nature. So tonight, what I want to do is, just like every night, I usually go over what I have on sale for the month, and this month we're in April, obviously April 2025, and typically what I like to do is go over what we have on sale for the month, and not just to let you know what's in the store, what's on sale, but more importantly, what these specific herbs do in the body and why they're so vital. And actually, tonight's one of my more favorite topics. A lot of you are going to say, why is this your favorite topic? But my favorite topic is cancer. And it's mainly because over 88% of us are going to be impacted by cancer. We're going to get cancer in our lifetime if we're not careful. This was not the case, you know, 20, 50, 100 years ago. So what in the world is going on these days that's kind of perpetuating that? And causing that to kind of ramp up and go out of control. And there's a million things we can look at. All of them, for the most part, are environmental, right? Whether it's stress, whether it's the foods you're eating, the stuff that you're putting into your body, or simply medications, you know, you name it. And sometimes, very, very infrequently, I believe it's somewhere between 5 and 8% of cancers are genetic. And honestly, that's even questionable in my opinion, just because there's a lot of things that can alter DNA over time that can change the DNA where now someone has cancer and it appears to be genetic because that DNA is transferred down to the next generation and the generation after. So it appears to be, for example, genetic when maybe it's really not. I mean, yeah, maybe it is now, but it really didn't start that way. It's more of an environmental factor that kind of ramped up, changed the DNA in people, and now is causing what we call a genetic problem. So my favorite thing to talk about, honestly, is cancer, because it's going to affect almost all of us. And there are other resources. We don't have to be limited to chemo, surgery, radiation, you know, things of this nature. We can do that, certainly, and I am here to help support those people who are utilizing those types of therapies for sure. But my job is also to give you alternatives of what you could be doing also, because there's a lot of people like myself who just say, listen, whether I got a stage 1 or a stage 4 diagnosis, I wouldn't do chemo, and I don't blame you. Now, if you are doing chemo or you have a family member doing chemo, don't hang up and run away from this phone call. This isn't, you know, a bashing session where I'm going to say, oh, shame on you for doing chemo. This is simply to kind of explain to you how cancer works in the body, what our products do in the body, what chemo does in the body, and potentially surgery and biopsies. And then, you know, you make the decision what's right for you. You know, there's not a doctor on the planet, there's not a naturopath on the planet, not an herbalist on the planet that knows what's right for you. That's between you and God. And I implore anyone who's undergoing any kind of crisis, I don't care if it's, a sexual identity issue, or if it's a cancer diagnosis, or it's a sprained ankle like my 10-year-old son just, you know, had the other day, a severe sprained ankle, by the way. I mean, very severe. We all are going to be faced with some sort of trauma in our life. And honestly, I want to encourage all of you, first and foremost, is to ask God, what is there out there that is right for you based on how he wants you to heal if he does? Keep in mind that God's got his own agenda, and it doesn't always line up with ours. So what he chooses to have done with your body is going to be very different with what maybe potentially you want, and maybe it does line up. My job is not to tell you what his will is for you, because I have no idea. But I certainly know that he did put these things here on the earth for us to take advantage of, And my job is just to kind of educate you on some of these things and what they do. So what I want to kind of start with is, first off, I've got three things on sale for the month of April. I want to quickly tell you what each of those are and the price, just in case you, we lose for service or, you know, you have to run. But I really need you to stick around because I'm going to get into some of the meat of what cancer does. And it's really, really important for the body and for your brain, for you to know. So three things we have on sale this month is our famous American Indian tea. We usually sell it for $110 in a quart-sized bag. You store it in the freezer for about 2 to 3 years if you need to store it that long for whatever reason. But typically you'll go through each bag if you're drinking it weekly, whether it's for a maintenance issue, you just want to keep your body in good shape, or you've got something serious going on. Regardless, it should last you about 4.5 to 5 months, give or take, okay? On sale this month, that bag's $102. So keep in mind, that's $25 a month, right? So it's really inexpensive. We're talking about actually having the ability to kill cancer cells, and we'll talk about that in a minute. The second item we have on sale this month is our Superior Booster Capsules. We'll get into what those do, but those are usually $22 a bottle. They're on sale for $20. I know it's not a huge price discount. Keep in mind, I literally profit $2 on each bottle because harvesting this, processing, and encapsulating this product is really, really expensive for me to do. So I genuinely make $2 on each bottle, and I'm not joking. So in this case, I'm just breaking even, which is fine. The third thing we have on sale this month is our Superior Liquid Oxygen Drops from $18 down to $15 a bottle. So what I wanted to start with kind of, let me back up first. My name's Summer. I didn't introduce myself. My name is Summer. I'm the owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. We're a wellness company. We are a small mom-and-pop shop out in Superior, Montana, and we specialize in handcrafting small-batch tinctures, salves, et cetera, topical creams and ointments and things to help heal the body. I don't work with, lotions and, natural lip glosses and things like that. My stuff focuses truly on a serious medicinal value with serious health problems. So that's what my job is really kind of craft the stuff for you guys that actually can get to some of the root problems of what might be going on. So let me also give you my phone number and my website just so you at least have it. Then we'll dive into cancer. So my phone number here at the office, it's a cell phone. You can call or text. My phone number is 406-274. Again, that's 274-7579. So 406-274-7579. My website, super easy, www.superiormountainherbs.com. Superior Mountain Herbs with an S at the end, .com. And my email is summer@superiormountainherbs.com. I do prefer call or text, but you can absolutely email if that's easier for you. Okay, so let's dive into cancer. So what in the heck is this stuff? How does it work in the body? What does chemo do versus what our stuff does? And you decide what's right for you. And for some people, it's both, and that's okay. We work with people who are doing chemotherapy and other treatments and still use our product with exceptional results. So here's the nature of cancer, you guys. There's a lot of hypothesis and a lot of scientific evidence, and not so much scientific evidence, but a lot of research out there, et cetera, on what cancer is, why it's in our bodies, how it got there, how it grows. We know a couple things for sure. We know, number one, that cancer cells multiply every 14 days. And our own human cells, our normal body cells, multiply every 30 days. This is why if we do nothing about cancer, we don't change our diet, we don't take supplements, we don't do a certain medical drug or whatever they want to ask us to do, if we do nothing, we die of cancer eventually. Might be days, it might be years, but we eventually die of cancer. Obviously, that's not good. And we don't want those little buggers to keep multiplying. We don't want cancer in our body in the first place. But here's the other reality. We all have cancer cells in our body, It's just whether or not our own body is allowing them to grow out of control or not, allowing them to multiply, allowing them to spread, allowing them to thrive and fuel up with food, which is, by the way, sugar, and other things like that. So we know the cancer multiplies every 14 days, human cells every 30 days. This is why, again, cancer quickly beats out our body if we do nothing. The other thing with cancer is it thrives in an environment that's highly acidic, okay, meaning if your body is, you eat a lot of acidic foods or foods that turn acidic in the body. So write this down, by the way. If you have cancer or somebody you know has cancer or you just want to stay away from the potential of getting cancer and you want to really help do everything you can, one of the big things you can do is quit eating acidic foods or foods that turn acidic in the body. Perfect example, red meat. I love red meat. Unfortunately, it's very neutral, but once you eat it, it turns highly acidic in the body. The opposite for lemon and, for example, apple cider vinegar, highly acidic on your kitchen counter. As soon as you drink it or eat it, turns very neutral, helps to alkaline the body. That's great. We want more of that stuff. So one of the things I tell people when they have cancer is do yourself a favor, Google foods that turn acidic in the body, stay away from those. Stay away from those foods. Then you want to Google foods that turn alkaline or neutral in the body. And you want to eat more of those foods. So they'll kind of help give your body a better house to keep cancer away. It's kind of like shutting the house door on cancer versus opening it up saying, go ahead, come on in. We're super acidic over here and we've got a great house for you. So make yourself at home. We don't want that. So we want to cut acidic foods out of the diet, or at least foods that turn acidic in the body out of the diet, okay? The other thing we've got to stop doing, you guys, is feeding our body sugar. Sugar feeds cancer cells. I don't care if it's high fructose corn syrup from a Coca-Cola or whether it's your neighbor's homegrown local honey that's all organic by their local bees. That's wonderful for people like me who don't have active cancer in the body. But if you have active cancer, the anti-inflammatory benefits and the antibacterial benefits are not good enough for what the negative is, which is it's still sugar, and sugar feeds cancer. You're getting enough sugar in things like breads and vegetables and things like that, but you don't need extra sugar, okay? So alkalining the body, keeping sugars out of the body. Cancer also does not thrive in an oxygen-rich environment. That's why they tell you to get plenty of exercise, you know. It also, you know, burns fat, which reduces inflammation in the body and things like that. But one of the reasons is you take in more oxygen as you're exercising. And that's horrible for cancer, great for us. So keep that in the back of your mind when we move into our next stage of talking about some of the things that we make and what they do in the body. So keeping in mind that cancer multiplies every 14 days, what do we do to stop that from happening? We'll get into that in a second, but one of the other really important things about cancer is it thrives also where there's inflammation, okay? Thrives where there's inflammation and a weakened immune system. These are the two big reasons why cancer grows out of control. You don't have a great immune system. That's why you get cancer in the first place, or again, those cancer cells, I should say, are allowed to grow out of control because your immune system is not keeping them in check. Okay. The other reason is we've got some chronic inflammation in the body that the cancer is attracted to. It's like, oh, you know, she's always got this respiratory problem. Her lungs are always inflamed. You know, she was a smoker for 10 years or 20 years. And she, you know, boy, she's always got this cough, and this cough is producing a lot of mucus and it's got a lot of inflammation in there. Let's migrate there. That's a really good home for us. And that's where cancer typically will migrate. So what can we do to prevent cancer, okay? We can take all the supplements we want in the world, like, you know, B-complex and D vitamins and zinc and all these other things. Those are great, but they're not necessarily what you ideally need. So let's break this down. Number one, what in the heck do we do to build up the body's immune system so much that either cancer cells cannot multiply, thrive, and grow, or better yet, they die off? So what can we do to cause that to happen, to get those suckers to die off or to prevent them from becoming a problem in our body in the first place if we don't have active cancer, but we just have cancer cells in there? So, simple. We drink the American Indian tea. What in the heck is this stuff? It's a mushroom. We wildcraft it here in Montana, meaning we literally go out into the forest by ourselves, get out there with the bears, with the mountain lions. We've got dogs, we've got guns, we've got everything else to protect us out there. And we are out there for days on end harvesting this type of a mushroom. It grows in the Northwest only. We don't disclose the name of it because about, oh gosh, probably 35, almost 40 years now ago, Dr. Green, whose business you heard Pastor Butch mention that I took over, he was bound by tribal law not to disclose the name. I believe it was by the Northern Plateau Indians, not to disclose the name of the specific type of mushroom in fear that the white man would, like they always do, kind of be pigs and harvest everything and reap, take all the mushrooms out of the forest and there'd be nothing left to spore and recreate. So we do sustainable harvesting, meaning we do it with a lot of grace and a lot of intent on how we harvest to keep little pieces behind so they can keep growing and help the forest as well as the other animals that are there. And so we can keep harvesting them year after year. So what this specific mushroom does is the scientific research behind it is phenomenal. Alone, science has proven it has a 52% success rate on killing cancer. Okay? I want to back up a bit. Chemotherapy, the reason why doctors recommend chemo, surgery, radiation, and other types of, they call them immunotherapies or certain types of targeted cancer chemo pills, if you're not doing like a port IV, is because that's all they can offer you legally, right? You've heard me say this before. They just, licenses won't allow them, insurances won't allow them to recommend anything that's not approved by the FDA. And unfortunately, the FDA requires you to dump millions of dollars into research in order for you to prove that this type of mushroom will prevent cancer cells from multiplying. The problem is they can't patent it. This mushroom grows everywhere in the Northwest. So not everywhere, but you know, in certain areas in the Northwest. So it grows wild. So you can't patent that. So they're not going to dump the millions of dollars into the research and then buy, you know, the licensing and patent, try to patent it and all this. But what this does, this mushroom itself, its job is to hunt down disease and infection throughout the body. It does that. We've seen it under microscope work within 24 hours at locating everything from parasites to cancer cells. So it absolutely, within 24 hours, begins attacking. It hunts down this disease by going through the bloodstream, finding the disease, cancer cells, for example, saying, hey, we need to get back into the blood, go back to the bone marrow, replicate a massive army because this bugger is a big problem. We need to get back there and kill this thing off. It replicates itself, white blood cells, specifically the killer T cells that do kill cancer cells, things like COVID and others. We'll pick this up.
Hang on to the break here. Hang on to the break, Summer. Folks, back at the break, a lot more talk about. And if you have any questions next half hour, I'm sure some of mine will give her a call. 717-300-1698. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
We are back, folks, in the nice broadcast we are having on Summer Dre. A young lady that's been our sponsor now for several years. And she'll tell you that we don't charge a fortune for this. We ask her to help pay for the airtime. And she absolutely is an honor and a thrill to have on the program. And when I'm not here, she fills in for me. I know y'all don't get bored because she can share things faster than I can shoot a machine gun. I mean, she knows what she's talking about, and she loves doing it. She was sharing a story about her son who got hurt on a bicycle the other day. Maybe she'll share that sometime later on. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 717-300-1698. We'd love to hear from you. Summer, please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll definitely get to that story if I've got any time at the end. I want to get through these because I've got three things to talk about tonight, and I want to make sure I give the attention that they deserve, especially two of these three are vital to anyone with cancer or, by the way, even an enlarged prostate. And, of course, other diseases and things like that. We were talking about that American Indian tea, the mushroom that we wildcraft. It does have a 52% success rate on cancers alone. Now, keep in mind, you can Google this yourself. The American Heart Association, or excuse me, the American Cancer Association says that chemotherapy has a 3% success rate. And what that doesn't mean remission rate. That means a long term where people will die of something other than their cancer that they were originally diagnosed with. So to say that chemotherapy is the only option the doctors, along with surgery and radiation that they have, is really unfortunate, knowing it has a 97% failure rate. So, but again, the pharmaceutical companies are never going to dump millions of dollars into the research on this because they can't sell it. Right? Because they can't patent it and compete with me. They'll charge you thousands of dollars, or I charge you this month $102 for this bag. So I want to get back into this, what it does real quick, because I do need to move on to the other two items. They're really, really important. The Indian tea, you guys, when we're talking about cancer, it's very specific. Its job is to hunt down disease and infection, specifically cancer cells. Then it builds a massive army of killer T cells, macrophages, all these lymphocytes, all these big white blood cells, kind of like the generals of the white blood cell army. They're smarter. They're more powerful. They don't just go after little, you know, toenail infections or little tiny buggers like that. You know, they go after the heavy hitters that are going to take you out, like COVID, like the norovirus, like the bird flu, like Lyme's disease, like cancer. So the Indian tea, yes, we can use it as reactive medicine, meaning, oh, geez, I've got cancer. Now I need something to kill it. Or we can do what I do, which is preventative medicine. Get on it, drink it weekly, keep it in the system, if even a handful of days out of the month, that will actually keep that immunity going and functioning. I find when I get off the tea for a couple months, I get sick. When I'm on the tea, I don't have a cold in years and years. I mean, even a sore throat or a stuffy nose, nothing. I mean, it's unbelievable. So the Indian tea's job, you guys, is to kill cancer cells in the body. Granted, it has a laundry list of other things it does, from acting as a natural steroid for the body. Okay, it can help preserve. It can help chelate and absorb toxic materials that's left in the bowels and help remove those toxins out. It reduces inflammation mildly. It helps with painful autoimmune diseases because it actually can correct rogue cells that cause autoimmune diseases. It's fantastic for helping remove toxins from the liver as well. It acts as an oxygen catalyst, so it helps the body move oxygen throughout the body more efficiently. And again, remember, that's important because cancer does not thrive in an oxygen-rich environment. So that's super important. Okay, if there is no infection, if there is no disease in the body, then what those little neutrophils do is they go about and they go about the body, in the body, in the bloodstream, and they begin to kind of seek out anything that might be harming you in the body, like a parasite, like an old cell that's creating a little bit of havoc and it's diseased and it needs to be taken out. The Indian tea in there will help to remove these old yucky dead cells and these cells that are rogue and not acting properly. The Indian tea is also an oxygen catalyst, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. So people who are suffering from lung disease, people who are suffering from brain diseases, it stimulates brain activity. So people with Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, schizophrenia, you name it, comas, people that are in comas, if you can being tube fed. So it's amazing. This is one of the most powerful things you can truly do for your body overall. It is a jack of all trade. It truly is. So again, that bag of tea should last you about 4 to 5 months. It's on sale for $102, really great price right now. Its supplies are limited. We have a very limited supply of Indian tea right now until the end of summer. So I would suggest people get as many as they can. Also keep in mind, they only store in the freezer. We store them in the freezer for 2 to 3 years maximum. Otherwise, they start just like meat in the freezer or anything else, by the way, does not last forever. A lot of people are misinformed and think meat and everything does. Yes, it'll hold up in the freezer, but you're going to lose the value as far as the iron and everything else, the copper, everything else that's in the meat. You'll lose that just like you will in the Indian tea. You're going to start losing a lot of that medicinal value as time goes on. Okay, so we've talked about the Indian tea. If you have any questions, you can always call me tomorrow at 406-274-7579. I want to work into the second product because the second product is equally cool, doesn't do quite nearly the things that the Indian tea does, but it's vital, okay? Vital. So the next thing that we make is something called the Superior Booster Capsules. Write that down, Booster Capsules. We just refer to them as the boosters. What do they do? What are they? They're actually, there's a tree out here in Montana called the Montana Yew Tree, spelled Y-E-W. Yes, most yew trees are poisonous. God is amazing. This is the one and only yew tree that is not poisonous on the face of the earth. And we actually harvest the needles from this tree. There's actually a chemotherapy drug called Taxol that uses this herb because it works, okay? And there's only, there's one other company, and they sell the needles of this tree to Taxol, to the company that makes Taxol. I don't, just because I'm not involved with chemotherapy, obviously. The really cool thing about these boosters is they do two specific things. I mean, they do some other little things. They're mildly an antibacterial, you know, mildly can help with certain things like, you know, with antibacterial stuff and things like that. But the two heavy power hitting things that it does, really cool stuff. Listen up. Number one, if you're a man and you are getting up a lot in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, if you are peeing more than three times a night, two times a night is fairly normal. Two to three, three is getting kind of iffy. Anything over three regularly is not normal. That's a giant sign to you that your prostate is enlarged. Most of you, if you're getting up that many times a night, you don't even need to go get a PSA test. We know your prostate's enlarged. Some people, they're not getting up that many times a night, but their prostate is enlarged, and they know that because their PSA results come back with a 6 or a 10 or an 11 or whatever it might be. Anything over a 4 is considered abnormal. I really focus when it comes to 6 and higher is where I start panicking with people. Not panicking, but, you know, start recognizing we need to do something about it. So what the boosters do, they will shrink an enlarged prostate. That is wildly important because, number one, an enlarged prostate, if it's left alone too long to keep growing, it will always cause prostate cancer, always, eventually. You may not die of prostate cancer. You might die of something else, but you'll get prostate cancer. So that's a hands-down no-brainer. Got to be doing the boosters if you're getting up religiously throughout the night. Now, how many boosters do we take if that's the case? Somewhere between 9 and 12 per day. And don't freak out. I know that's a lot. I know it's a lot. You take them, three of them three times a day or four three times a day. But we don't stay there forever. We're going to start tapering down once a handful of weeks or a month or two go by where we're only getting up one or two times a night. Great. Then we can start tapering down. From 12, we go to 9. We stay there for a couple of weeks, make sure we're still at a good level. Then we taper down to 6, and then we'll taper down. And we just keep working our way down till we get to that nice threshold, maybe anywhere from 2 to 4 capsules a day, where you really don't, you know, you don't need to take more. The problem is your prostate always will keep growing. It's not like you get it shrunk down, you take a magic pill, you shrink it down, and you never have to worry about it again. Just like your nose and your ears or women or breasts, they'll just start sagging. Just like your prostate will keep getting enlarged. There's no way around it. But this herb is natural and will help shrink it down. Once we get it shrunk down, we usually can stay at a small maintenance amount. So don't panic on how many you need to be at forever. Keep in mind, write this down. For every 3 capsules you take of my products, you will need 1 bottle per month. So if you're a gentleman who's taking 9 capsules a day of the boosters to shrink your prostate, you're going to need 3 bottles a month. Taking 12, you'll need 4 bottles. So just keep that in the back of your head. Oftentimes I see people ordering 1 bottle and I immediately call them like, what are you buying 1 bottle for? Because that's not really going to last unless you're on a very small maintenance. Okay. Second thing, by the way, really quickly, I know I've got about 15 minutes left. Really quick, I want to tell you that keeping track of your prostate is really important because one of the next things that happens if the prostate's been enlarged too long and we're not getting a good urine flow is the bladder starts filling up, and then up above that, which is where the kidneys start filling up. The kidneys can't release the urine into the bladder because the bladder's not releasing well enough, and bacteria start settling. We see UTIs, but then we see kidney disease or kidney failure. Not good at all. Kidney disease is a real killer, and it happens fast, very fast. So we need to be very proactive and make sure as a man that you're keeping your prostate shrunk down. The Superior Booster capsules can help significantly, and I mean they are incredibly good at their job. If anybody's had experience using them, please call in at the end and let us know because truly it's amazing. The second thing that it does that's more important in my opinion than anything is the fact that these booster capsules, this is why they sell this to the chemo drug called Taxol, these booster capsules prevent cancer cells from replicating. So it slows down the growth rate, the rate that it can metastasize in the body and spread If you don't know what that means, that's, for example, if you get lung cancer, it starts spreading to the brain. It wants to go to the esophagus. It goes to the ribs or the spine. Oftentimes the liver. These are certain pathways that a lot of times these cancers will travel through the lymph nodes. And once it's in the lymphs, we're in a big mess. So the booster capsules prevent cancer cells from multiplying. We take a boatload of them. We take 12 of these buggers each day until we are in complete remission. And even then, once we're in remission, we stay on it for a couple of months, then we can start tapering down, just like we did with the enlarged prostate. We can taper down to 9 a day. We stay there for another month or 2 or 3 months till we get in for another scan, and then we just keep tapering. Again, if you've got active cancer, you probably don't ever want to get off the NDNT. You probably don't ever want to get off the boosters. You just don't maybe need to take as much. At some point, we'll maybe be on 2 to 4 capsules a day of the booster for cancer as a preventative, and maybe 8 ounces a day of the Indian tea versus 16 ounces. Don't worry about the Indian tea, how much to take, you guys, right now. It does give you great instructions on how to prepare it, how often to drink it, how to store it, all that stuff. So that's all in there. But it's either a maintenance amount we're drinking for people who are in good health and want to stay that way, or a critical amount. Those of you who have cancer, who have serious disease, illness, you know, whatnot. So that's the Indian tea and the booster capsules. Those are super, super important, those boosters. Now, the way they do that, by the way they stop these cancer cells from multiplying is pretty fascinating. Just a little educational piece, if you're like me and you're kind of a bit of a science geek and you want to understand how this stuff works. I also find, by the way, when people know how things work and what it does, they actually take it and they actually utilize this stuff, and it can actually work in the body. If you're starting to take these things and you give up on it, you can't expect it to do the work that you thought it would do. You've got to be faithful with it, right? You know, so here's it's like anything in life. We've got to have faith and stick with something. The booster cap, the cancer cells are just like humans. It's interesting. A mother cancer cell will put out a baby cancer cell called a spindle fiber. At the end of that spindle fiber is a baby. It's like an umbilical cord. At the end, there's a baby. At the end of 14 days, that baby and that mom separate. That umbilical cord, it just dissolves. And then the baby and the mom, both in the same day, boom, just like that, each make another cancer cell. So 2 quickly becomes 4 in 1 day. That's why it's important to stop these buggers from multiplying and killing the ones that are left behind. So what this booster powder does, for some reason, it attracts to that umbilical cord, that spindle fiber, and it stops it from dissolving. So just like a human mother, we can't birth a baby and carry this baby around with us, you know, with an umbilical cord hanging out and walk around everywhere and expect all of us to survive just fine. Eventually, the baby and I are going to get sick. We're going to, you know. So what this, you got to have a cord that cuts the cord so the baby can grow up and multiply and have a baby, and the mom can have another baby if she wants. Same thing with cancer. It happens every 14 days. That's why it's vital to stay on those boosters. Now, I take 2 or 3 of them a day as a preventative. You don't need to do that, but I'd suggest it. Why not? Especially when 80 to 88% of us potentially are at risk for getting cancer. It just makes sense to kind of be more proactive with our life. It's like our bank account or anything else. You don't just hope there's money in there and then retire and go, oh, shoot, I didn't do anything about it. What in the heck? You know, you're proactive with your life, right? That's super important. So that's the Superior Booster Capsules. Again, those are on sale for $20 for 100 capsules. You're going to go through 4 bottles of these each month if you have active cancer or a super high PSA. And by the way, cancer of any kind, whether it's skin cancer, whether it's a glioblastoma, whether it's breast cancer, liver, prostate, which, by the way, liver, prostate, lung, colorectal. I mean, these are all actually super simple cancers for me to work with. I have incredibly great success with a lot of these cancers. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're suffering from cancer or you know somebody who is, please let me know. Give me a call at 406-274-7579. You can also order 2 of these 3 things, or actually all 3 of them. I haven't just gotten to the 3rd one yet. You can order all 3 of these things and more stuff that we have in the store at www.superior, mountainherbs.com. If you don't have access to the internet, don't worry. I can either mail you a catalog if you'd like a little hard copy, or I'll put your order in with you over the phone. I can do it for you. Very simple and easy. We take credit card, cash, check, money order, however you see fit. We take it. The last thing I want to talk about, because I know I have about 10 minutes left here, or maybe 8 minutes left, is our liquid oxygen drops. Now, I'm not going to pretend like they're as good as an oxygen chamber, or anything like that, that I would hold in high regard, by the way. But it's better than nothing, and it's certainly a lot cheaper. And it does add oxygen to your blood. Now, why is that important? Of course, if you've got sleep apnea, this is going to help put extra oxygen into the blood, especially in the morning when you've lost a lot of oxygen at night. It's going to help replenish the brain can function a bit better. Your energy stores are up, et cetera, et cetera. If you're somebody who has asthma, has respiratory problems, who's a smoker, if you're a smoker, your oxygen levels, we all know your oxygen levels are low. So get some liquid oxygen into the body. It lets help support this. You just follow the instructions right on the side of the bottle. But here's an interesting fact. Remember that I said earlier, cancer does not thrive in an acidic environment. That's why we want to kind of eat alkaline foods or foods that turn alkaline in the body. But we also know that cancer does not thrive in an oxygen-rich environment. So it's behoove us to put more oxygen in the blood. And remember that the Indian tea is an oxygen catalyst. It'll actually help carry oxygen much more efficiently to every organ in the bloodstream, every organ in the body via the bloodstream. Okay? So it's going to provide more oxygen to the lungs if you've got lung cancer. It's going to, again, if you're taking liquid oxygen and using that Indian tea, oh my goodness, this is a powerhouse for bringing more oxygen to the cancer, which the cancer doesn't like. Perfect. I am all in support of that. Cancer doesn't like it. I like it. Cancer loves sugar. I hate sugar. Cancer loves, hates oxygen. I love oxygen. So these are important things to kind of keep track of. By the way, liquid oxygen can also be used for things like jet lag, heart problems where your heart's not pumping properly to be able to move that blood where that oxygenated blood is. And also, on a side note, this is a different kind of a topic, but we are on the topic of oxygen and red blood cells and blood carrying oxygen, is keep in mind as we age, our red blood cells, we kind of don't produce as many red blood cells as we used to when we were younger. So we become more anemic, more fatigued, weaker, muscles atrophy faster, and that's all due to a lack of red blood cells that are what carry oxygen to the organs in the body. So if you don't have enough red blood cells in the body to carry oxygen to the brain, you're going to be more tired, you're going to be less focused, you're going to be more disoriented and confused and things like this. And so we want to be taking in liquid oxygen, but we also want to make sure that our red blood cells are up, our numbers are up. Okay, so if you've ever had any blood results done, you've got some low hemoglobin numbers. We can help you support red blood cell production, whether you're anemic, borderline anemic, or just elderly. If you've got cancer, especially things like leukemia, spirulina is fantastic. It's not only a superfood, but it's one of the richest sources of nature's iron, which the body actually recognizes and absorbs. In my humble opinion, I would quit taking iron pills. I would quit taking calcium pills. It's a lot of nonsense. Your body doesn't actually absorb hardly any of it. And if you have a copper deficiency, you're not going to absorb iron anyways, which is another reason why we make liquid copper. If you are someone who's anemic and has had problems taking iron and your iron levels are still not coming up, it's likely you've got a copper deficiency. We are, as a nation, we are 86% copper deficient from where we were 42 years ago, okay? So it's vital that we make sure that we've got enough copper in our body, we're taking in enough iron naturally through things like spirulina capsules, and things like that to help ramp up that red blood cell production so we can carry more oxygen and a lot of nutrients to the furthermost parts of our body.
About 3 minutes left, sweetheart. About three minutes.
Yep, I appreciate that. So what I want to do is wrap it up. I don't know if we've got any calls come in, but if you have any testimonials, you're welcome to call in and share. Remember, do what I did today. Get up, donate to Pastor Butch Paul to be able to keep this ministry going, and drink your American Indian tea. Get your body in a good state of homeostasis. Begin right now rectifying your immune system, getting your immune system substantially stronger than it's ever been before. Prevent these cancer cells from replicating, or at the very least, be proactive and take a few of these a day to make sure that any cancer cells that you do have in your body, because we all have cancer cells in our bodies, I mentioned, make sure you're doing your due diligence at keeping those cancer cells at bay. My name again is Summer. My company is Superior Mountain Herbs. We can be found on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and also we have a website, which is www.superiormountainherbs.com. We do a lot of giveaways. We do lots of Flash Friday sales. And monthly, if you subscribe to our monthly newsletter, I promise I don't send any junk or anything. We do just send you our monthly newsletter of what's on sale for the month, what these products do. And each Friday, we do a Flash Friday sale. So you'll get to know what in the heck we've got on sale on a Flash Friday sale that might be super beneficial to you or your family or friends. If you have any questions, I'm here for you. Again, my phone number, 406-274-7579. And if you missed this radio show, you can actually go back to Pastor Butch's website. What is that? Is that a calltodecision.com or what's the website?
It's pastorbutch.com, or then go to gsradio.net and go to archives, and there we are.
Great. Yeah. So when there's a bunch of tabs up there. You can go to radio. You can scroll down. There'll be an archive button, and you want to put in today's date. Today's date is April 8th, and you can share this information with people that you love and you care about, or you can just listen to it again if you want to. Please don't forget to donate. You know, it's awesome to a lot of us donate to so many things in our neighborhoods and other ministries, but this truly is a special ministry.
All right, I think we lost her. My goodness, what happened? She's gone. I don't know what happened. The folks, Summer Dre, you need to give her a call. She's worth talking to. 406-274-7579. Text her, call her, whatever. And thank y'all for being with us tonight. And thanks for calling Summer and supporting her, because she does help us also. And Todd, I assume I'm still on the air. I don't know what happened. We lost her by there a second, but sometimes these things happen. Yep, we're going up there right now. We love you a bunch. For the grace of God, we see you tomorrow night. Y'all have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.